Dear Cheap Astronomy, what exactly is vacuum energy? To paraphrase various physicists and science communicators over the last few decades, anyone who thinks that a vacuum is nothing just doesn't get it. At the same time, though, anyone who thinks they do understand what a vacuum is doesn't get it either. What we think we know about a vacuum is that it's part of the space-time continuum, and when a region of vacuum is isolated from significant gravitational influences, it will start expanding, and apparently that expansion will accelerate over time. A vacuum also has a quantum side to it, where the whole idea of vacuum energy is a quantum physics concept. A system at its least possible energy state can be said to have zero point energy. But that doesn't mean the system has no energy. There will be an inherent fluctuation in its zero point energy, which arises from Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. Although there is some debate about this. It's specifically the Heisenberg uncertainty about the complementary variables time and energy, where the longer you measure a system, the more reliability you gain about how much energy it has. This means that if you only measure a system's energy for a fleeting moment, you may well see random energy fluctuations popping out of nowhere. But if you keep on measuring the system for a long time, you might find your energy measurements do start approaching zero. So you might reasonably conclude that zero is a more reliable measurement of the system's energy, even if you can never absolutely conclude that it's zero. As with many things in quantum theory, it's all a matter of interpretation. You could say that time energy uncertainty predicts that vacuum energy exists, or you could say it just makes vacuum energy a possibility. And it's a possibility that gets smaller and smaller the longer you keep on looking for it. Anyhow, whether or not it exists, vacuum energy is often conceptualized as two polarized particles appearing out of nowhere and then annihilating each other, so they disappear an instant later. Unless, of course, they appear out of nowhere next to a black hole's event horizon, and one goes into the black hole and the other one doesn't, that other one then becoming a real persistent energy particle that contributes to that black hole's Hawking radiation. Vacuum energy is also thought to be what underlies the Casimir effect, where two large metal plates positioned parallel to each other and in very close proximity get pushed towards each other, allegedly because the narrow space between them constrains the number of possible vacuum energy states, while outside the plates, the number of states is unrestrained. The Casimir effect is a real measurable phenomenon, but there's ongoing debate about what causes it, so it might not be clinching proof that vacuum energy exists. Of course, the expansion of the universe seems like just the thing you could expect to happen if there is vacuum energy. As we noted earlier, in the absence of substantial mass energy gravitation, a vacuum will expand. This is a real measurable phenomenon, and it's an expansion that accelerates over time. That seems a compelling reason to think the vacuum itself must be the source of whatever is driving the expansion. But quantum physics predicts that vacuum energy, when measured on a cosmic scale, would be orders of magnitude larger than the cosmological constant, which is now more commonly referred to as the cosmological parameter, or just dark energy, since it's clearly not a constant, given the universe's expansion is accelerating. So, whatever the cosmological parameter / dark energy is, it may not be the vacuum energy predicted in quantum physics. Indeed, as we like to say here at Cheap Astronomy, the only thing about dark energy you can be sure of is that it's not energy. Since it is apparently both created and then destroyed, it does its work of expansion with 100% efficiency, and it works that effect on the 3K Kelvin coldness of empty space without the faintest hint of a temperature rise. So if dark energy does breach all the laws of thermodynamics, we shouldn't really call it energy. It's just something. It's probably not vacuum energy, but it's probably not something totally inexplicable either. It's just something that we are yet to explain or understand.